Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Anna McCoy. You're listening to Woman Act Now Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to be talking about maximizing your opportunities in a virtual world. I'm excited about our guest today who will be joining us later, who is the CEO of Team DoubleClick, Gail Busick. And what's exciting about this opportunity is in sharing with women in achieving our dreams and visions, oftentimes we find that it's very difficult to do so when we are faced with lack of assistance or help or expertise in various different areas. Well, one of the great things about Team DoubleClick is that it provides expertise in every area of your profession when you're trying to achieve and carry out your goals. They are the team that can begin to help you achieve those dreams by employing or really getting individuals to help you in those areas virtually. So I'm excited about the opportunity that Team DoubleClick actually offers individuals. What's interesting about this particular company, and I like to bring information to not only the members of Woman Act Now, but to the general public about what's actually available for individuals in the marketplace. Let's say, for instance, you're in business or you're an attorney and you're starting your business, but you need help with someone typing your briefs or putting different types of documentations together. Team DoubleClick is a great company that would be able to help you and resource that to the various virtual assistants that the company has. What's great about it is that you can act as you can work as an independent virtual assistant. They have some pretty stringent guidelines to ensure that individuals who are representing Team DoubleClick are also people who are fully skilled. They're experienced, they have above the board quality, they have a track record, and so if you're an attorney, you can feel comfortable that you can find the right person who can be able to assist you to be able to move your business forward and not be bogged down in the paperwork. Well, let's think about some other opportunities that you might find a person who can be able to support you virtually. When we think about virtual skills that are transferable from one person or one type of business to the next, we can consider a virtual assistant, a personal assistant, PAs are what we call them, or VAs, who can handle certain things for you virtually, whether it be travel, whether it be typing up letters, if you call in and leave a dictation. A person who's not in your city can be able to begin to handle some of these things for you. And most times, virtual assistants actually work as independent contractors. So it's really exciting to me what this company actually has to offer individuals who can begin to help you and support you in achieving your dreams. Another thing that I want to talk about is let's say, for instance, you're in business for yourself and you have strong administrative skills. Team DoubleClick may also be a great company for you to work with that can help to expand your business, to, expose enlarge your circles of influence. They can be a source for you as they are outsourcing virtual assistants to various different individuals. They could be a great source for you as well. What I find that I like most about this is that Gail is consistently trying to make sure that she is practicing, obviously what she preaches, is that you can get everything you need to do with someone virtually that you would have in your office, but you would be cutting out your overhead, vacation times, space, real estate. You know, individuals take up real estate. So you cut all of that out as it relates to getting a virtual assistant. So in addition, let me tell you a little bit about what Woman Act Now is. Woman Act Now is a member organization. It's really an organization of accountability and coaching and really helping women to achieve their goals in life by, first of all, what we do is we educate, we empower, and we enrich the lives of women by providing them with tools that would really be helpful to them in achieving their goals. And that's why we're talking about Team DoubleClick today, is that we are going to help women actually achieve those goals by empowering them with information that would help them to get some of the work done. What I find is most of the women in Woman Act Now, they are moonlighting, or these are their ideas or their businesses are second careers. They have a full-time career during the daytime and are working on their dream that they hope that someday will allow them to leave that business and do what they love to do on a full-time basis. And some of those issues that we find is, how do I get these things done? How do I get the little things done when, you know, when it's difficult for me to be able to achieve, do the things that I need to do? So therefore, I'd like to make sure that you are empowered with the information who can actually that can actually empower you. So another thing that we want to talk about is how do you really use a virtual assistant? What would be the best method in which you could use this individual? I think there are a couple of things that you can do. Number one, you have to have access to the internet. This is going to make your opportunity much more helpful and much more able to use technology as a way to break the barrier of a person being with you or not being with you. I think what's also important as it relates to maximizing the use of a virtual assistant is finding that person that you really believe will be a person that can really support your ideas, who can also add to what you're trying to do. So as a result of that, you want to make sure that through the interviewing process that you are really finding a good match. And what's great about Team DoubleClick, they do a lot of the legwork for you in being able to, interview those individuals to make sure that they are of the quality, they are of the expertise, they can bring added value to the business that you're doing. Another thing that you might want to consider when you're working with a virtual assistant is creating some type of intranet or area where you can actually begin to set up some type of intranet where you can store your documents, you can collaborate on documents together. If you check out Google Documents, one of the things that they do offer is a total collaboration tool from, if you're typing up a document, you do it there, it's always available to you on the internet, and then your virtual assistant can actually do whatever edits or post documents there that would make it much easier than sending or editing documents on a, when you get it in your email, you've got three revised documents versus just collaborating on one document. Okay, and so also also what you can begin to do is look at other ways in which a virtual assistant would be very, very helpful to you is also determining how much work you actually have and how much you need others to do. So we're going to, I'll be right back after this break.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. What you just heard is I'm the author of a book called Building Generational Wealth. You know, these are tough times, and trying to make sure that you are doing the right thing at the right time financially. You can order our book online at AnnaMcCoy.com, Building Generational Wealth. But today's topic, we're talking about how to maximize your opportunities in a virtual world. And what does it really mean for you to begin to utilize the assistance of a virtual assistant? Or when we think about a virtual assistant, some of the things that you might want to consider is what areas do you not need a person actually in your office with you who would be really supporting you? And I think that as you begin to think about this, you begin to think about the use of your business. One of the things in starting your business is always very difficult because many people talk about the income that they are currently making. And so when you think about a virtual assistant, one of the things you can do is use them on a project basis. And but you have to really begin to think about, why is a virtual assistant, why would it be helpful for me? Also, I want to encourage you, virtual assistants are not just for your business. They might be helpful also in your personal life. What would you really need them for, and how much money could they save you? I think that in many businesses, when we start, we want to also look at the opportunities that a virtual assistant might bring. I think it's not just helping you type a letter, but it's also looking for that added value, or better yet, looking for the, where that person, maybe there are some deficiencies that you may have that you can look for in a virtual assistant to really help your business grow and mature. So these are some of the ways that you can begin to work on thinking about the benefit of a virtual assistant. Well, let's talk about this. Why would a virtual assistant be helpful to you in the sense, what if she was like your virtual answering machine? By instead of giving just a person a number, you give them, you have a number and you have some person who can actually answer that phone for you over, you know, during your daily period, that you're not available, but someone is always there to give that personal touch. And a virtual assistant would be great for something of that nature. Also, you can consider maybe you're trying to do several different projects. For instance, like many of the women that I work with, many of them have difficulty in doing their websites. They have no idea. But I guarantee you a virtual assistant who is great at administrative work, great at desktop publishing, great at websites can actually begin to help you to take that dream or that vision or that idea from a thought to a material reality. And when you think about a virtual assistant, you're not paying employee-related taxes, insurance, or benefits. There's no extra office space, no equipment costs. There's minimal or no training because you're hiring that person primarily because of their expertise. You pay only for the time and the materials that are actually spent on a project. And you know what? The virtual assistant can help you stay on task. And I think that this is a great reason to begin, or many great reasons that you can begin to bring a virtual assistant into your environment and be able to accomplish the goals and the objectives that you're trying to achieve with your business. You know, it's during this time, I mean, there's no reason why during this economic season, there's no reason why we can't continue to move our visions forward, maybe changing our business strategy or changing the way we do business rather than hiring everyone, getting office space, where you began to start that business really out of your home and start to build a great team. And how do you do that? You build a great carpool of talent, people who have the necessary knowledge and the necessary skill who can successfully do what you want them to do. As you build your team, you also build within that team an opportunity for you to be able to collaborate on the ideas and some of the things that you want to accomplish, whether they're documents, whether they're systems. You begin to create systems by which you create a seamless way in which you can begin to communicate with each other. For instance, the company WebEx. WebEx provides intranets, which you can create and invite your virtual assistants to be a part of that. You can have a marketing virtual assistant. You can have a administrative executive assistant. I mean, there are so many different types of people who can create a team, because you have to think about this. When we're building our team, we're not working on everything all of the time. We're focusing on some things, then we focus more on other things. So what you should be doing is thinking about putting a carpool of talent, and the way you do that is you choose a company like Team DoubleClick who can begin to help you really what I call source your team in a virtual way. So this is how you, many of the ways that you can begin to maximize your opportunities in a virtual world. This is Anna, the Real McCoy. We're getting ready to sign off, and we want to invite you back to our next show of Woman Act Now Radio. So remember, your virtual assistant is based on what your team needs, what you can identify, and they work on a project basis. It's going to empower and enrich your team to be able to move you forward faster. It'll reduce your overhead. It'll give you the ability to stay on schedule and stay on track. So visit team.com. Again, that's teamdoubleclick.com, or you can go to womanactnow.com and you can click through in that area as well. So there's no employee-related taxes, insurance, or benefits that you'll have to pay. So I want to encourage you, as you are launching your business, consider building your team with virtual assistants and keep your overhead low.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Real McCoy Show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Real McCoy Show.
Anna!
The Real McCoy!